Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The Democratic Republic of the Congo, or DRC, is in the midst of one of the largest and most serious humanitarian crises in the world. About 4.5 million people have been displaced by violence, and 13.1 million need humanitarian assistance. America sees the humanitarian crisis in the DRC as an urgent priority for several reasons, said USAID Administrator Mark Green. First, the United States has provided millions of dollars to the DRC to alleviate suffering and foster economic development. But they are being robbed of their full value by crisis, conflict, and poor governance, said Administrator Green. Man-made disaster in the form of inhumane authoritarian governance is destroying any chance that these purposes will be met. Second, this is an international crisis. Brutal policies, sweeping corruption, poor governance, and simmering conflict have displaced millions. Hundreds of thousands have fled into neighboring countries, imposing new burdens and risking regional instability. Third, the scope of suffering is breathtaking. And while it's true that the situation in the DRC is complex, that is no excuse to not act. We may not have all the answers, but we do know what isn't working, the status quo, said Mark Green. Therefore, we suggest taking the following steps. First, the DRC must hold credible elections this calendar year. Second, the government must foster conditions that make true democracy possible, including immediately making clear to citizens that they are free to express their will and choose their own future. Third, the government must guarantee the safety of humanitarian workers. Last year, 158 security incidents targeting humanitarian workers were reported. Two UN experts were abducted and killed. And finally, because an international crisis requires an international response, we call on other countries to step forward and do more to help. This demand begins with the government itself. It has done so little to alleviate suffering, even as many of its leaders have apparently been lining their own pockets, said Administrator Green. True compassion requires more than providing money. It requires us to use our collective influence to demand concrete actions that will end cycles of misery. We call for these demands because they will offer the people of DRC their first real hope of a brighter future.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.